Ladies and gentlemen, rock and roll.
This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Pop Video Jukebox Song of the Day here in the Place to Be Nation Pop Experience. I am your host, Keith E. Langston, and today we're going to be taking a look at a video that kind of took the world by storm back in 1996. And, of course, I'm talking about Jamiroquai's Virtual Insanity. So if you want to get a little insane yourself, go ahead and hit the play button in 3, 2, 1, and we will talk a little bit about this wacky video from this English funk and acid jazz band, Jamiroquai. So we take a look at this, like I said, this band here, British funk and acid jazz band. The single itself was released on August 19th, 1996. It was the second single from their third studio album, Traveling Without Moving. The song actually uses parts of Jocelyn Brown's post-disco hit Somebody Else's Guy back from 1984. And of course, it had the 1997 MTV Video Music Award Video of the Year was its music video, which was released in September of 1996. Now, this song was a number one overall hit in the UK for hip-hop R&B. It reached all the way up to number 37 on the U.S. Adult Top 40 and number 34 on the Dance Club Songs, as well as 38 on Alternative Airplay and 39 on Mainstream Top 40. It also reached number one in Iceland as well. So apparently big hit in Iceland and in the hip-hop R&B scene in the U.K. Number three for U.K. singles. So it was a big hit over in the U.K., which is kind of cool. Went platinum, 600,000 copies sold. No information as far as what it did in the U.S. as far as what its certification is. But my guess is that it probably didn't hit gold because they list gold for Italy and Japan. So my guess is that if it hit gold in the U.S., it probably would have been a big deal. Year-end charts, though, kind of cool. Number 39 in the UK, but number 5 in Iceland. So it maintained its popularity throughout the year of 1996, which is kind of cool. Now, the video itself, it was directed by an English filmmaker, Jonathan Glazer. Jonathan Glazer is known for doing such movies as Sexy Beast, Birth, Under the Skin, Zone of Interest, which just was nominated for an Academy Award this past year. So pretty good credentials, I guess, as far as what he was going for. He also directed Radiohead's Street Spirit. So that video from 1996. So I guess, pretty good director here. But the video itself is kind of cool because it has to, it takes place. And I mean, I'm not sure most of you've seen this. It kind of takes place on this like moving floor the whole time that it's just kind of rolling around, and Jamiroquai is just kind of back and forth, dancing and whatnot, moving along this moving walkway where the walls are still staying the same. So it's kind of an interesting concept. There's just different things here that you notice, like there's a crow flying across the room, a cockroach on the floor, couch is bleeding. So it's definitely a very just artistic piece, I guess. Artistic video, if you will. But Jamiroquai, getting back to who the band itself, the band is not just the lead singer. I mean, the lead singer is J.K. is his name, J-A-Y-K-A-Y. But there's also other members as well. But I feel like Jamiroquai is, it's kind of like that Jethro Tull line from Armageddon, where he goes, Jethro Tull is not only just the name of the band, but a guy in the band. So I think a lot of people didn't realize that Jamiroquai was the name of the band, not just the guy in the band. So that is Virtual Insanity, 1996 here by Jamiroquai. This is Keithy for the Pop Video Jukebox Song of the Day. Thank you so much, and you take care. Have a great day. Bye-bye.